नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
इन केस यू मिस्ड इट, इन इट्स अटेम्प्ट टू क्लैंप डाउन ऑन फ्यूजिटिव्स लाइक नीरव मोदी एंड विजय माल्या, the union cabinet has approved the fugitive economic offenders bill that will enable it to confiscate the assets of such fraudsters. In its attempt to clamp down on fugitives like Nirav Modi and Vijay Mallya, the union cabinet has approved the fugitive economic offenders bill that will enable it to confiscate the assets of such fraudsters. The new bill will allow quicker recovery of dues and the seizure of Benami properties both in India and abroad. Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, will be in CBI custody till March 6. A court granted the probe agency's appeal to extend his custody in order to interrogate him in connection with the INX Media money laundering case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that those who attack humanity in the name of faith are in fact hurting their religion. The PM said that his government is leaving no stone unturned in empowering Muslim youths and wants them to have Quran in one hand and a computer in the other. King Abdullah of Jordan, who is currently on tour of India, said India's religious plurality was vital in its fight against extremism. Ties between both the countries are growing and India looks at Jordan as an oasis of stability in West Asia and hence an important partner. Congress President Rahul Gandhi claimed that his party's win in the Madhya Pradesh by-elections indicates that wind of change are blowing in the country. Targeting the BJP, he said the poll results are a defeat of arrogance and misgovernance and the victory of hope. President Ramnath Kovind is set to attend the convocation ceremony of Aligarh Muslim University, but the Students' Union wants him to first apologize for his Islam and Christianity are alien comment made in 2010. Mallikarjun Kharge, leader of Congress in the Lok Sabha, refused to attend the meeting of the Lokpal Selection Committee as a special invitee. In a letter to PM Modi, Kharge accused the government of extending an invite as a mere formality. In its attempt to find a peaceful solution to the Ayodhya dispute, Art of Living founder Sri Sri Ravi Shankar met Maulana Salman Nadvi, who was currently expelled from All India Muslim Personal Board, and expressed confidence that peaceful solution would be found soon. The BJP and the RSS are taking a leaf out of each other's book in an attempt to expand their footprint. While the BJP is trying to use the RSS time-tested mobilization mechanisms, including common dining by party men, the Sangh is giving importance to mass gatherings. Arjuna awardee para swimmer Prasanta Karmakar has been suspended for allegedly shooting videos of female athletes at the national championship in Jaipur in 2017. The Paralympic Committee of India has suspended him for 3 years. The BJP and the RSS are taking a leaf after the El Nino weakened monsoon on 2017. India will have some respite this year. Thanks to another meteorological, the Met Department's forecast showed the prevalence of La Nina conditions in the equatorial Pacific, which could favor the monsoon this year. La Nina conditions mean a cooling of the sea surface temperature of the eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean. The BJP and the RSS are taking a leaf, agree or disagree. The Strand book stall in Mumbai will soon become a thing of the past. The death of this iconic shop shows that bookstores will die in India just like they did in the West. If we want them to be alive and thriving, writing nostalgic prose won't do. We have to actively choose to incorporate them in our lives, beat the traffic and visit them. The BJP and the RSS are taking a leaf on reel. The Latmar Holi celebrations in UP's Barsana and Nandgaon villages are as unique as it gets. Devotees take part in a festival where women beat the men with sticks.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.